minutes. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. With small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th, at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com. Cellist Julian Lloyd Webber with the English Chamber Orchestra led by Nicholas Cleobury. In the unforgettable Carnival of the Animals by Camille Saint-Saëns, we heard Le Cygne, or The Swan, here on KPR. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. The music continues on a Friday afternoon. More classical music for your Friday afternoon. Pianist Mikhail Pletnev will be along to play music by Chopin, the Great Andante, Spianato, and Grand Polonaise. We have as well the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and Robert Schumann's Manfred Overture. That plus much more as classical music unfolds today. Thanks for joining us. One thing that you might have also heard about, it's rivalry time. The Kansas Jayhawks are getting ready to face the Tigers on Saturday. And here at KPR, we're getting in on the fun with a little public radio fundraising competition of our own with our rival KBIA in Columbia. You can score for KPR with a gift between now and Sunday. Every gift equals a point for KPR in our little rivalry with KBIA. If you're a first-time donor, your gift is worth double. So donate today at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for your support in helping us to score the win. Onward now, we have next an American symphony. The music by composer Roy Harris, who lived mainly in the 20th century, who was born in 1898 into a literal log cabin in Oklahoma, came over to California at an early age and became a mainly self-taught composer, all up until the time when he met Aaron Copland, who recommended him for study in Paris. What we'll listen to was written in 1951 by Roy Harris, a very compelling symphony, his seventh, played here by the Ukrainian National Symphony on KPR. Composed in 1951, Symphony No. 7 by American composer Roy Harris, played by the Ukrainian National Symphony, led by Theodore Kushar, on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 12:32. The BBC National Orchestra of Wales, with a performance for us in a little over 10 minutes from now, Robert Schumann's Manfred Overture on display, and classics continue until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find. 30% chance of continued showers throughout this afternoon. Temperatures reaching 65 degrees today. It's currently 62 on the KU campus. Tonight, a chance of showers after 7 p.m. and a low of 47. We're in the company next of pianist Mikhail Pletnev playing us music of Chopin and a fine piece that he composed in 1834 after receiving a generous invitation to perform in Paris. They call this one Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise in E-flat major, next on KPR. From Friedrich Chopin, Andante Spianato and Grand Polonaise in E-flat major, performed on piano by Mikhail Pletnev on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:46. News from NPR at the top of the hour, and classical music continues until 3 p.m. Later on tomorrow afternoon, you've got Classics by Request with Destiny from 1 to 4 p.m. Catch Purcell's take on the Gordian Knot, along with a few harmonious fanfares, as we welcome the approach of autumn leaves, plus one of your favorite requests, Peter and the Wolf. Destiny has classics by request tomorrow afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. We have the BBC National Orchestra of Wales for one more performance in this hour, and it's music that Robert Schumann wrote in 1848 for a staging of the dramatic poem by Lord Byron, known as Manfred, which told the story of an aging guilt-racked noble in the Swiss Alps who summoned underworld spirits to help him forget the deeds of his life. Schumann's Manfred Overture. Here's Walter Weller leading the BBC National Orchestra of Wales on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1848 and inspired by the poetry of Lord Byron, Robert Schumann's Manfred Overture, with Walter Weller leading the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, right here on Kansas Public Radio. More from NPR News around the corner.
Hi, I'm Brian Haney, voiceofthekansas.org. Go Jayhawks!
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
9 points, the NASDAQ off 80. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Steven Gunzenhauser, and a Polonaise for orchestra in C major by composer Anatoly Leadov, here on Kansas Public Radio. The classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra awaits us. In about 15 minutes' time, they'll give us a dramatic performance of the Sixth Symphony by Jean Sibelius here in this Friday afternoon. We're glad you could join us today. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting the Music Showcases September 19th and 20th, with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show on the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com. Some delightful chamber music as we continue, from the ever-tuneful French composer Jean Francais and something he wrote in 1971 next, that has been described as strictly fun and games and also referred to as a cheeky ragtime escapade. This is a quartet for the unusual combination of English horn and strings. We'll listen to the English horn played by Patrick McFarland, playing violin Martin Chalafour, playing viola Paul Murphy, and cellist Donna V. Klein. Next on KPR. Composed in 1971, Quartet for English Horn and Strings by French composer Jean Francais. The English horn played by Patrick McFarland, violinist Martin Chalafour, playing viola Paul Murphy, and Donna V. Klein, cello, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1:30, and in half an hour's time, NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3 p.m., and after all things considered, Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon, tonight from 7 to 9. Also, it's rivalry time over the weekend. The Kansas Jayhawks are getting ready to face the Tigers on Saturday, and you can help score a win for KPR. You see, we're having a little bit of a rivalry of our own with station KBIA in Columbia, a little fundraising radio rivalry competition. Every gift equals 1 point for KPR in our competition, and if you're a first-time donor, your gift is worth double. Contribute now in whatever amount you can afford at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you for your help in scoring us the win. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra has our next performance. It's music by Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, who, on the subject of writing symphonies, once uttered the following. He said, "I do not think of a symphony only as music in this or that number of bars, but rather as an expression of a spiritual creed, a phase in one's inner life. Symphonic writing was a symphonic journey, a spiritual journey for Sibelius, and sometimes he wrote symphonies quick. In the case of the symphony that we'll hear, he took about 10 years to work on this one, completing it at last in 1923. Symphony number 6 in D minor. Simon Rattle in the City of Birmingham Symphony with the performance next on KPR. From Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, a symphony that took nearly a decade to write and completed finally in 1923, Symphony No. 6 in D minor, Simon Rattle and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra here on KPR. Stay tuned for NPR News. More music in the next hour, still to come on KPR.
Hi, I'm Brian DeSeven. Every donation made is a point for the Jayhawks. Give a gift of support today at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Manhattan Arts Center, presenting Legally Blonde, the musical, following Elle Woods as she heads to Harvard Law, running September 12th to the 14th and 19th to the 21st. Details at manhattanarts.org.
The Dow is down 250 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A famous tango by Igor Stravinsky, put on for us by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, to get things started here in our 2 p.m. hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be back with you for a little while longer. One more go-around before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. The English Concert will join us later for chamber music by George Friedrich Handel. And we've got Julian Bream, the great guitarist, and another performance of the City of Birmingham Symphony, Malcolm Arnold's Guitar Concerto, on display in just a little bit. Thanks for being with us today on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. In honor of Constitution Day, welcoming the Kansas Court of Appeals to hear oral arguments on September 16th at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org. The City of London Symphony and conductor Richard Hickox bring us music of an English composer of the late 19th and early 20th century, one of the many students of Charles Villiers Stanford. We've got two symphonic studies from composer John Ireland, next on Kansas Public Radio. The City of London Sinfonia, conducted by Richard Hickox, bringing us two symphonic studies by English composer John Ireland, are on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:21. We've got one more performance of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, joined in this instance by guitarist Julian Bream. In about 10 minutes, they'll bring us Malcolm Arnold's Guitar Concerto. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. As all Jayhawk fans know by now, it's rally time. Kansas is going to take on the Missouri Tigers this weekend. And KPR is counting on you to help us win our very own matchup. You see, we're in a little fundraising competition with our radio rival KBIA in Columbia, Missouri. And the way this works is that every donation we receive is worth 1 point in our matchup against KBIA, and first-time gifts score double. Be a part of the team. Contribute now in whatever amount you can at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for your support of KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. We're in the company next of the English Concert, with some chamber music, a trio sonata in B minor, Sonata Number 1 by George Friedrich Handel, next on KPR. By George Friedrich Handel, Trio Sonata Number 1 in B minor, and a performance by the English Concert on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:34, and at 3 p.m. it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight from 7 to 9, catch Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. The program is up in the air tonight, so to speak. We'll celebrate the miracle of flight in the movies. We'll hear music from The Spirit of St. Louis, 633 Squadron, The Aviator, and lots more. Join Daryl Brogdon for Film Music Friday. That'll be tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. Chance of showers for the remainder of this afternoon. 30% chance of rain for the rest of this afternoon, and a slight chance of showers this evening after 7 p.m. Tonight's low around 47. It's a bit warmer tomorrow, a sunny day with highs in the mid-70s, but tomorrow night mostly clear, the low of 51. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra is back for one more performance under conductor Simon Rattle, and with them is guitarist Julian Bream, with a concerto written in 1955 by Malcolm Arnold, a triumphant demonstration of the versatility of the guitar and made up of jazz motifs and themes. Arnold's Guitar Concerto, next for you on Kansas Public Radio. One more go around this afternoon with the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, led by Simon Rattle, and with them in this instance, guitarist Julian Bream, in the 1955 Guitar Concerto by composer Malcolm Arnold, here on Kansas Public Radio. With that, it is just about 3 p.m. All Things Considered from NPR News is ahead. We've reached the end of another afternoon of classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll visit again at noon on Monday. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com. And Beasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Beasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at beasleytech.org/beasleypromise.